anyone opposing the application. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. No comments or disruptions from the audience will be tolerated, and the person or persons causing this disruption may be asked to leave the commission hearing room. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote, and you may leave after your case has been heard.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
Is there anyone else that came in late that wants to sign up? Now would be a good time to get that taken care of, because I announced it a few minutes ago, but there's been one or two more came in. If not, why, you will not be allowed to speak on it. We're going to do the minutes now. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
Motion has been made.
Okay.
Who was that, Randy?
Yeah.
Made and seconded. Anyone else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion's passed. I guess they're good. All right. Public hearing and final vote on project number 1826. Do we have somebody here? Sean Porter?
Sean's there, yep.
Okay. Would you come on up, please?
Applicants requesting approval of a Division 3 special use permit for the ability to utilize the existing three-bedroom home at 392 Foggy River Road, Hollister, Missouri, for nightly rental. Per the assessor's information, the single-family home was built in 1987 and is located in the Riverside Estates, lot number 10. The lot is 90 by 148.23 in size. The property is currently served by Missouri American Water and the Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. The home is currently under repairs from the 2015 and 2017 floods. The property to the north is Lake Taneycomo Take Line. To the southwest and east are occupied and vacant residential lots. The project received a total score of 2 on the policy checklist. This is our location. We're zoomed out. Foggy River Road. Here are just some photographs of the home. For the three-bedroom home, he'd need 4 parking spaces. He's got some alternative boat parking and also that side that's kind of a small John Deere-type parking. These are our property lines between the two homes. And if you remember, the buffer plan was arborvitae planted about 6 feet apart along these property lines. And then one thing we added to the decision of record, if anybody has any questions on that nightly rental decision of record, it's the same. His occupancy maximum would be 8. His parking spaces needed to be 4. But also within the posting, to be posted 5 feet from the inside and outside of the front door would be an H, which would be caution the renters of Taneycomo Lake water fluctuations from Table Rock Dam. That during heavy rain events, the levels can rapidly raise and be deep enough from the opening of the gates to flood the road and make it impassable to leave. And that's the only change to the decision of record that I'm recommending as a staff recommendation. And that's all I have for the board.
You have. Sean, you have anything else that you want to say about this project?
No, I think that pretty much covers it.
Pretty much covered it. Do we have any signed up on this, Juanita? Nobody signed up on this for or against?
Well, we do have two.
Does anyone on the commission have any questions?
No, Sean.
Are the two, are the house on each side of your place, are they inhabited?
One of them is currently still under repair, not the log cabin, but the other one on that side.
Okay.
My neighbor there, he's working on it. Spoke with him. He's okay with the project. He just didn't want to come speak in person. I'm not sure about the other side. It's empty, I believe.
Does anyone else have anything they wish to ask? Do you have anything else? No further questions, I would entertain a motion. I can wait as long as you can.
By way of discussion, do we have anything else down there on Foggy River Road, Scott, for you? It's in a nightly rental program.
Because
I know we approved that one.
This one right here was approved in 2010.
Which one was that?
This log home here.
Okay. That's the old Morris property?
Yes, that one.
And it's since changed hands?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a nightly anymore?
No, it's not currently being used. And then the other project was over on Acacia Club, which is getting over in here.
Mm.
The only other thing you had come through was the RV park at the end, if you remember, at the end of Foggy River, right in these two lots there. And then I looked again today. I didn't find any, and I didn't look to see if there's any of them that were.
Yes.
Anything else? Any questions?
What about the other row of houses on down the road? Are they occupied or they're under construction?
Some of them are still under construction or rehab, and then others are, I think, sitting empty pretty much.
So you were damaged by three floods?
Yeah, to my knowledge. I've only owned it a year.
Is this proposed home, has it been refurbished and worked out?
Yeah, I'm about 95% complete.
Uh-huh. How high did the water get up in it?
From the marks in the garage, it looked 6 feet maybe.
But your sole intent is to have a nightly rental for...
Well, for my vacation home primarily, but not the rental when I'm not using it.
I did check in with the emergency management, and I didn't get it in your staff report. I met with Melissa, and I had talked to Chris Burnt about this. The Corps of Engineer has a set amount that they'll just open the floodgates. That if the water level gets to, she didn't know the level, if it's 917, 920, that they'll just open them, and it doesn't change the fluctuation any more than just if all the gates were running or all the turbines. But then once they go above that, every time that they would open the floodgates, they make an announcement and call everybody. And if it's getting up to the level where it's going to flood the roads, Chris has his fire department go down and knock on every door. And the rescue was actually one gentleman that did not want to leave. They couldn't get him out of the home. He was going to stay upstairs, and Melissa said that when it got dark and he realized he didn't have any sewer, any water, any electricity, then the water's lapping inside his house, it was time to not stay at his house anymore. So it ended up being boats down the road and parking in his garage and picking him up. And I don't think, from what Chris said, that they would let anybody stay again, because they just couldn't force him out that time. But she said there's a 45-minute to an hour window before the gates open. And she said that this area up that high, to her knowledge, no flash flooding. When you get below Turkey Creek, Aurora Creek, there is influx of water from those creeks that can cause flash flooding.
I'll make a motion to approve this for nightly rental.
Motion has been made to approve for nightly rental. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Did you get that, my man? Is there any further discussion or anything that anyone wants to add before we vote? If not, all in favor, signify by raising your right hand. You got the count? All opposed? Same sign? How'd that go, Bonita? That's what I thought. Well, that means the motion failed, because it did not win an approval. So therefore, the motion is denied, right?
Yeah, motion failed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you want to tell them to step for any motions that are denied, their appeal process with the Board of Adjustment?
You do have the right to go before the appeal process and go for the Board of Adjustments on that.
There's a 90-day window from tonight.
Yeah, 90 days, yeah.
To file an appeal.
Okay.
And it's just with the Board of Adjustment. It's a 5-member board. So.
Okay. Can I just get a hold of you then?
I don't think so.
The applications are there for Board of Adjustment.
Okay, thank you.
The ones that voted for it were voted that way.
Okay. Concludes the public hearing on that one. 1829 has been postponed till a later time, November the 13th, evidently. 1835 would be the next project up. Rob Kutch, K-U-T-C-H?
Mm-hmm. Hello, good evening. I'm Kyla Kutch, I'm Rob's wife, so we own it together. I'll let Scott, you want to go through your thing?
Rob and Kyle Kutch are seeking Planning Commission approval of the Division 3 Special Use Permit allowing nightly rental use at the existing six-bedroom single-family home located at 177 Kingsway, Branson. Per the assessor's information, the single-family home was built in 2008 and is located in the Estates at Majestic Point Subdivision on lot number 4. The lot is about 71 by 210. Property is currently served by Missouri American Water for water and the city of Branson for the sewer. Properties to the east and west are vacant residential lots. Properties to the north and south are occupied residential lots. With the lot to the north having a special use permit granted by the Board of Adjustment for nightly rental. The project received a total score of 14 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score List. This one doesn't have the parcel lines in it, but this is the Majestics. And there's actually a home built right on this lot that has the nightly rental approval. This one did come through, but the covenants have been changed. The lot owners have changed. And that's why she's coming back through. She even asked the Board of Adjustment whether she should come back through, if I'm not mistaken. They said yes.
Correct.
They sent her back here. This is the back. There's a swimming pool up above that retaining wall. This is the home that has the nightly rental.